Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is mystery. A mystery lover took his place in the theater for opening night, but his seat was way back in the theater, far from the stage. So the man called an usher over and whispered, "I just love a good mystery, and I have been anxiously anticipating the opening of this play. However, in order to carefully follow the clues and fully enjoy the play, I have to watch a mystery close up. Look how far away I am. If you can get me a better seat, I'll give you a handsome tip." The usher nodded and said he would be back shortly. Looking forward to a large tip, the usher spoke with his co-workers in the box office, hoping to find some closer tickets. With just 3 minutes left until curtain, he found an unused ticket at the will call window and snatched it up. Returning to the man in the back of the theater, he whispered, "Follow me." The usher led the man down to the second row and proudly pointed out the empty seat right in the middle. "Thanks so much," said the theatergoer. "The seat is perfect." He then handed the usher a quarter. The usher looked down at the quarter, leaned over, and whispered, "The butler did it in the parlor with the candlestick." It seems that many people love a good mystery. They like to follow the clues to solve the problem presented. Most movies have it as a driving element within the story. In school, we learn by making mystery a reality. Lots of people love mystery, that is, until it threatens to make changes within the one following the clues. Many people want their mysteries to be detached from them. They love the game, but they shy away from the lessons learned within the game if it means they must sacrifice to realize the benefits. Paul spoke much about mystery. To the Colossians, he wrote, "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Colossians 2, verses 1 to 3. Paul understood that mystery was always going to be a part of our relationship with God. Part of the mystery was solved with the coming of Christ, but other mysteries will always be present that God will reveal in times he has appointed. If God had no mystery to him, he would no longer be God to us. He's greater than we could ever comprehend. His love is stronger than our imagination could ever create. His dominion is vaster than any scientist will ever discover. He will forever be a mystery to us, and that's okay. If he were not, we wouldn't have any reason to yearn for more. Earlier in Colossians, Paul said, "The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Colossians 1, 26 and 27. The mystery of salvation was shown to us in Christ Jesus. But more mysteries of the hope we hold as Christians are yet to be revealed. The mystery of godliness will always keep us searching for ways to emulate our Creator. The secrets of the kingdom will continue to reveal themselves as God gives them meaning. And the glory of his mystery, which is Christ in you, will continue to guide us to the want for more understanding. As the Holy Spirit shows us more and more through faith, we can look forward to having the best seat in the house as we wait for more clues to the mysteries of life. Proverbs 25, verse 2 reminds us that it is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings to search them out. So keep searching. Keep striving for more. Open your eyes to all that God will reveal to you. Each clue provides greater insight into our triune God. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your Son to solve the mysteries before us. In your time, reveal to us the things we must become aware of and hide from us the things that only serve to aid in our destruction. Amen.